Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast for an unplanned bonus episode. Last night, I went live to answer any questions that folks have about the consistency course, and so many great topics came up that I wanted to put it out here on the podcast, not only for those of you who have questions about the consistency course, but I think there's a lot of value in it outside of the consistency course around how to make sure you set yourself up for success and how you can be an advocate for your own progress. We talked about how there's often a loop that happens when people are struggling with something. And what I mean by that is sometimes we get stuck in this loop that looks like we're motivated. And so we make some changes and we get some results, and then maybe results slow a little bit or something happens in our life. And so we're not doing as much and the results, they stop. And then we're sort of in this complacent phase and we're withdrawn, we're drifting, we're avoiding, until the frustration builds to the point where it tips the scales over into momentum. And then we get back into action and the cycle begins. And this is where a lot of people live. And we talked about that cycle, and we talked about how for a lot of people, the scales have just tipped into consuming information and learning a whole lot more, but they're really missing out on the implementation piece of things. And we talked about the tendency to go into a program and kind of sit on the sidelines and hope that you'll get your act together and you'll engage and you'll catch up and you'll do the work, and how to make sure that you don't fall into those traps, and certainly that you don't stay in those places. And so because there was so much of this conversation that I think just applies to everybody, I wanted to air this on the podcast. Remember, this was just a super casual, I'm going live with whoever shows up to answer questions about the consistency course. So the audio is garbage. It's echoey. I thought my mic was hooked up. It was not. It was fine for a live Zoom. I know it's going to annoy a lot of people on the podcast, but I feel like it was a really valuable conversation, especially for anybody who's struggling to make meaningful change. So I hope that you will take a listen, and I also hope that I get the opportunity to work with you in the consistency course. Here you go.
In case anybody has questions about the consistency course, I don't do this sort of thing very often where I just randomly go live on a weeknight to have a casual chat, but it was really important for me to do it because I know that this is a big investment for folks and that your goals are really, really important to you. So this is 100% informal, me showing up to say, hey, you tell me what your questions are. You can drop them in the chat. That's probably the easiest thing. If it's just a handful of us, you can unmute yourself and ask. There were a few questions that came in ahead of time, so I'm gonna talk about those, but we might have people come in and out. It might just be a small group of us, which could be really, really fun. That makes it a time where we can really talk about you and where you're at and what's on your mind. So please consider this a very open forum. I'm only going to stay on here for as long as there are questions. So do not hesitate to pop in your questions. I want to know what's on your mind. That is the entire reason that I am doing this. So you can drop them in the chat, or for as long as it's just a handful of us, feel free to unmute yourself and ask. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with some questions that came from folks who couldn't be here live. And these are questions about the consistency course. That's why I decided to go live tonight, because I know a lot of people are on the fence and thinking about it. And so I just wanted to make myself available to talk about that. Do not hesitate to drop anything in the chat at any time. I am here for this to be a very open conversation. So one of the questions that I got over the past couple of days, actually, from several people was, hey, Elizabeth, what is your role with clients inside the consistency course? And if you're just joining, please, this is an open forum for any of your questions. Drop them in the chat. I'm happy to answer them. So, you know, if I were to look at myself from the outside, like from a business perspective, I would say that one of my fatal flaws is that I don't really care about the rules. I just want to help you, right? So if you are struggling, if you are confused, if you don't know where to start, if you don't know where to look, I want to resolve that for you and with you. Now, of course, there are some more formal and structured ways that I am invested in your journey. I'll talk through those. But again, if you've got questions about this, if something isn't clear, that is the whole reason that I am on here right now. So just drop it in the chat. One of the things about the platform that we're on is that it makes it really, really easy to ask a question either publicly or privately. So you can message me directly in writing, you can message me directly with a voice message, or you can post a question, a challenge, a concern, your confusion in a discussion forum. And Monday through Friday, I am responding to those things. I also go live twice a month in a format similar to this, where the entire purpose of the time is your questions. And my current clients will tell you, prior to those calls, I always say, hey, do you have questions? But more than questions, do you have struggles that you're working through right now? Is there something on your mind that I can help you overcome? I never just say like, hey, call tonight. I'm always reiterating, let's use this so that when it's over, so that when our time together ends tonight, you're further along at the end of the call than you were at the beginning. And then also the progress reports, there is a question here about that from Cheryl. So I'll get into that in a second. It's a great question. I really believe that we can't pursue anything of importance effectively if we are not assessing ourselves, right? And assessment looks different for different people. It looks different based on your personality. It certainly looks different based on your goal. But in our jobs, there's usually some sort of annual review type process or feedback type process, because you need to know how things are going. And it's interesting how most of us would say that our health or our finances are even more important than our careers. And yet we're not as serious about assessing what worked, what didn't, why, what am I going to do differently? And so some of you are going to want to do that privately. And I want to give you the tools and resources to do that privately. Others of you are going to want feedback on that. And so that is the process that you can expect from me on a weekly basis through the consistency course, which speaks to your question, Cheryl. For those people that want that feedback, you submit it, and you submit it anonymously. And the reason that I opted for that, I was like, gosh, do I want people to put their names and email addresses, or do I want it to be anonymous? I want you to be brutally honest, and I want you to build that muscle of not feeling shame or fear of judgment or anything like that. And so once a week, I will have a block of time where all I am doing is going through the coaching, the progress reports, and providing coaching next steps and feedback based on that. So yes, it will be personalized, right? But it will be accessible to everybody. Here's why I love this. And I actually had to change my mind on this. And if you've worked with me for a while, you know this about me. I used to hate group anything. I'm part of a lot of different coaching programs as a client. I'm part of many masterminds as a client. And I used to feel like there was so much more value in one-on-one. And here's what changed my mind. And I'm shocked that changed my mind, because this was like years of a deeply rooted belief in that. In the coaching that I've been part of in business, but also in other personal things that I invest in having a coach or going through a course on, I learn more from the questions of other people than even my own questions, because people are articulating struggles that I didn't know I had, or their solutions are giving me ideas on things that I wasn't even going to ask about because they weren't top of mind for me. So, you know, when I go into a group call or I'm listening to feedback on somebody else's situation, those are things I never would have brought up for myself. If I go into it with one specific question, but I'm hearing tools and resources for 40 questions, I've 40x'd what I got from that, which is so powerful. And I know that not everybody has had that experience yet to have that perspective, but I feel incredibly certain that that format actually accelerates growth in a way that I didn't realize was possible until I was part of it on the client side. And then I just couldn't help but see it. You know, I have some clients that are part of group calls now who never say anything. They never ask a question, but they'll message me afterwards and say, hey, that thing that you said, when so-and-so asked their question or shared, like, that really helped me. I really needed to hear that. That was a turning point for me. So I love that format and that structure. Carol has a great question here. How many people will you take as a max in the course? How will we find or get accountability partners? Great question. The way we've done accountability partners in the past is had a time window where basically I say, like, if you're interested in it, submit this form by this date, and then we match after that date passes so that everybody has, say, 2 to 5 days to say, yep, I want one. Yep, I want one. They are not assigned based on the goal. For example, if you have a weight loss goal, I'm not going to intentionally put you with somebody else with a weight loss goal for the same reason that I just talked about the groups having a lot more value and a lot more potential to accelerate your growth and your mindset upgrades and your progress and your strategy. When I've been paired with people who have a goal of getting out of debt or have a goal of building a business, if you start to see, oh my gosh, all of these strategies are the same. All of these problems are the same. I'm not just trying to solve this one thing. It's actually bigger than that. And when I solve it for this, it actually applies to that. So it is intentionally opted into. So you're not getting paired with somebody that doesn't want an accountability partner, but then the assignment is sort of random. How many people will you take in the course as a max? So the only thing that I limited this time was the amount of people that I would offer the like upgrade to one-on-one coaching to, because that's really where my bandwidth gets taxed. I know from doing things like the 12 weeks to transformation for 7-8 years and doing strong foundations with Morgan, I know the percentage of people that are going to ask questions. And to be very honest, and this isn't just true in my course, this is true across the board, tends to be that like the first couple of weeks is like everybody's sort of like, it's like the first week of the year at the gym. There's a lot of people with a lot of questions, and then people settle into a rhythm. And so my bandwidth is really just like clearing my schedule for those first couple of weeks for the sort of like figuring things out and the rhythm and the influx of questions and challenges that come. And then I feel really comfortable with the rhythm that comes in and the amount of daily questions and the amount of daily messages and all of that. I feel really confident in my bandwidth there. And it's also why I structured things the way that I did, and why I don't have an unlimited spots of things like one-on-one clients or anything like that. Is the communication with your accountability on the site or individual numbers exchange? You guys get to decide, right? I will not decide that for you. That is based on individual preference. I had an accountability partner once who wanted to use Voxer. I hate Voxer. I don't do Voxer. I don't want another app. So, you know, you have to figure that out with your accountability partner. Some people think it's really convenient to keep it in Circle. Other people think it's more convenient to have it outside of Circle. Everybody's adults, so I don't micromanage those relationships at all. Dee sent me a message. I signed up and paid yesterday. I didn't get an email. Okay, email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. That happens for one of two reasons. One reason is that you previously unsubscribed from my email list, so you get the receipt, which is legally, even if you unsubscribe, you by law have to have receipts delivered. But if you previously unsubscribed from my email list, which sometimes happens intentionally, sometimes happens accidentally, then that follow-up email might not have got to you. I can resend it. Or what happens a surprising amount of times is people fat finger their email address. But if you got the receipt, then that's not the case for you. So email me and we can fix any unsubscribe that's keeping you from getting the emails. I want to get to this other question, but it's more important that I get to these questions from you who are online. I've done the 12 weeks of transformation in 10X and really have gotten a lot out of them. How is the consistency course different? Oh, that's a really great question. The consistency course A is purely focused on building the skill of consistency, right? Which is different for everybody because everybody in there has different things they're trying to be consistent with, but the strategies and the process and the framework is the same. The other huge, huge difference is that the consistency course is the only place where I am engaged actively as a live coach, right? If you do 10X mindset, if you go through the 12 weeks of transformation now, that's DIY, right? So it is on you to implement the ideas. It is on you to take the action. And I'm not there asking questions. I'm not there challenging you. I'm not there as a resource for coaching. I'm not doing progress report things. One of the other big differences is this daily implementation podcast, it's a private podcast only for the consistency course. I'm really excited about that. But between the coaching calls, the progress report reviews, me being in there answering questions, the ability to message me either publicly or privately, those are real big needle movers that are not available in anything else that I do. And I'm sure that I'm leaving things out. Somebody messaged me and said, I have a history with binge eating and I feel like I've tried everything. Do you think the consistency course could help? And I will say, I have a history with binge eating and a lot of my clients have a history with binge eating. And there's a lot of different factors driving binge eating, right? If there is some childhood trauma that is like the primary thing, I'm not a therapist. I do not play one on the internet. I do not pretend that I am, you know, a counselor, because I'm not. I would be a terrible counselor. My sister is a therapist and she would agree with me. I would be a terrible, terrible counselor. With that said, for people that have mindsets where they justify the binge eating and they have beliefs that it helps them with stress or it helps them with boredom or it, you know, meets some need that they have and they've just convinced themselves of that, or there are patterns of behavior, the framework of behavior change is the foundation of consistency. And so having somebody who can shine a light on these different things and help you not only incrementally change behavior, but incrementally change belief. And those two things have to happen hand in hand. One of the big reasons that people have a hard time creating change, whether it's with binge eating or it's overeating or it's spending money or anything in between, there are some people who focus exclusively on mindset work and they don't change their behavior. Not going to work. There are other people who try to focus exclusively on new strategy, new habit, new behavior, but they don't change their beliefs and their perspectives. Not going to work. And then there are other people who focus exclusively on information and they're not really trying to change their beliefs or change their behaviors. They're just trying to learn more. Not going to work. And that all is foundational to consistency. So for that reason, yes, I think it could be super helpful. And if you've just jumped on here, I am here for you. The only reason I went live tonight is to answer any questions that you have, anything you're wanting to know about the consistency course. I think I talked about this on the podcast because I've actually gotten this question half a dozen times. And that is, how does the consistency course differ from the podcast? And I actually pulled in an image that I think really describes it very well. On the left, this is the podcast. On the right, this is the consistency course, right? If you're listening to the podcast, I hope you listen to the podcast. I love the podcast, but the podcast is like reading books, right? It's the equivalent. It's an audio version. You're listening, you're getting information, but learning is not the same thing as changing, right? And when you're listening to the podcast, you might have one episode that is about a mindset thing, and the next episode's about a nutrition strategy, and the next episode is about some biochemistry-related thing, and then you're back to mindset, but it's different, right? The podcast is not a process. The podcast is not a program designed to help you create change in your life. The podcast is information, and information is valuable, and information can be entertaining, and a lot of people just want to have something to listen to, background noise when they're driving their car, they're cooking dinner, they're cleaning up their house. But we can't confuse learning with changing. And even when we talk about changing, guys, there's so many things we could change. And there's so many ways we could go about changing each one of the many things we think we could change. And so left to our own devices, we're kind of all over the place. Right? One day we're working on this thing this way, and the next day we're working on the same thing but a different way, and then the next day we're working on a different thing, and then we heard a podcast about this and we think we should incorporate that, and we're just all over the place. And so we feel overburdened, we feel overwhelmed, and we're not making progress. We're just in this place where we know more than ever, but we're not doing anything more with it. And so that's why I think when you have the structure of This is what we're here to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And if you feel overwhelmed or if you feel lost or confused, this is where you go, and these are the steps that you take. That is incredibly valuable. So I love podcasting. I have no intention to stop podcasting. In fact, the private podcast that's within the consistency course starting April 1st is purely focused on implementation, because I do think that there is generally an overemphasis on learning and an unfortunate underemphasis on implementation. And I want to help bridge that gap. But I will say for myself, the best money I've spent has been when I've invested to a point of discomfort in somebody that could help me make my life better. Because can I do it by myself? Sure. But is it a whole lot easier to do it with somebody else? Because most of us have many other things competing for our time and attention, right? I mean, whatever our goals are, those aren't the only things we have to work on. And I've said this on the podcast so often. I used to wish, this is aging me because I don't know, this show probably hasn't been on in at least 15 years, but I used to wish that I could go on the show The Biggest Loser, because I told myself, well, if I didn't have to work and I just had trainers that showed up to work out beside me every day, and I had, you know, a kitchen filled with healthy food and chefs that were going to prepare it for me, like, of course I could lose weight. But what that totally overlooked is that we have to have the skills to build and maintain these habits in the midst of our full lives. Because if you can do it in an isolated situation, how does that help you for the rest of your life? Because you still don't have the skills to do it in the midst of everything else that's going on in your life. And while I love our unlimited access to information, I think for more people than not, it's become a real barrier because it's an easy distraction point. And so having some structure and some framework and some specific tools of, hey, start here, do this, follow this process. Confused, concerned, distracted, off course, great. Go back here, start here, do this, follow this process. And having some place to go when you have questions. I shared, I don't even know where I talked about this. I get confused about where I said what one, but this past summer, gosh, almost a year ago now, I took a course that was super challenging for me. I mean, it was like I was just learning to count to 10 and I put myself in a trigonometry class, right? It was like that sort of jump. And I almost didn't do it. But my commitment to myself was, anytime I feel stuck or confused, I'm just going to ask. That's it. If I feel stuck or confused, I'm just going to ask, because I've paid for this support. So if something doesn't make sense, instead of what's often my default of like, I can't do this, this is too much, I don't have time, oh, this was a mistake, this is over my head. Nope. I can feel those things. And when I feel those things, I'm just going to ask for help. And it was a 4 or 5 week course. I got through it. I completed it. I implemented everything that they wanted us to implement in it. And it was incredible for me. Not only as a reminder of how valuable it is to have somebody, even if it's somebody you pay, especially if it's somebody you pay that you can ask for help, but how valuable it is that if you just stay in it, you win. If you just stay in it and you're willing to ask for help, that's it. And I talked about this on the trainings that I did last week. I have a 100% success guarantee, which is infinitely better than a money back guarantee, because it means you can't lose. You literally cannot lose. If you find that you are not getting results, I will coach you one-on-one until you are. Right? The first thing, of course, we're going to talk about, like, are you doing the stuff? Like, have you tried? What have you done? What does that look like? But if you are stuck, I will coach you one-on-one until you get those results. That's it. And that comes from If you've worked with me before, you know this. Like, it is just in my heart that nobody stay in the struggle, because there's too damn much that you're missing out on in your life when your energy keeps getting hung up on this same damn thing for years. There is no reason that any of us need to stay in the same struggle any longer than it takes us to step by step move out of it. There's no reason that people should be in a loop for decades of like, I did okay, I made a little progress, I fell off the wagon, I'm back on, I made some progress, crap, I went on vacation. Like, no, I don't want anybody in that. When we are in that, there are parts of your life that don't get you. They don't get the best of you. There are opportunities that you don't even see that you're missing out on because this is taking so much of your focus. And I don't want that. Carol says amen to that. It's so true. You know, when I think about years of my life, I'm not going to get back. Thompson's just said, you just described my life. Let's change that. Like, seriously, I want to cuss, but I'm going to like rein it in a little bit. Let's change that now. I don't want it to be your life. And that doesn't have to be your life after this minute. That can end a minute ago. That can be done. You will get to choose. I say this all the time because I just hear all the time, I just hope this works for me. I hope I stick with it. You don't need hope because you have something more powerful than that. You have resourcefulness. You have resources. You have choice. It goes back to, I was talking about, I don't know where, somewhere. I was recording something and I was talking about this cliche quote that goes around the internet, like they all do, that says, how many people wish for cake? You know, I'd love to have cake. And then the universe gives you flour and butter and eggs, and you're pissed off that the cake's not there yet. You have all the ingredients right now. I'm literally here saying, let me help you. And I'm not the only resource. I'm not the only game in town, right? I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And that's cool. I don't want to be. There's a lot of people I just don't want to work with. So that's cool. There's a lot of people that don't want to work with me. That's cool. You don't have to keep staying in that rat race. 1 minute more. Not like maybe someday I can get my crap together. No, no. Right now, today, you can choose to leave it and do something different. So, you know me, I could just preach. I'm not going to do that to you. Any other questions from folks who are on here live? Like I said, the only reason that I went live at this time was to say to folks, what's up? What do you need? What are your questions? What are your reservations? Let's talk about it. Dee said, I love your passion. I'm glad. Not everybody loves my passion. I love my passion. It energizes me. I go in and it helps me make good choices at night because I just feel this in my bones, and I'm tired of people who have, it goes back to the Rumi quote. It's why my dog's name is Rumi, R-U-M-I, poet. And his name's not Rumi poet, but Rumi the poet, right? That's what it's from, because of the quote. If you've read Chasing Cupcakes, you know, you can probably recite it. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? It's not shut. It's not locked. You just need to get up and move. Cheryl says, do you help people overall with overall people pleasing or how to prioritize self-care? Oh, yes. Prioritizing self-care is like 90% of it, right? Because you better believe that every single day, most of us could make an argument for all the other things we had to do, right? If that's the name of the game, take care of yourself when it fits in, for most of us, it would not just fit in. One of the things we talk about a lot, and I see Lynette's face, so I'll call her out on this because she's heard me say this. She can attest to the fact that we talk about this, the story of the jar and the marble and the rocks and the sand, right? We all have a jar that is our life. And if you fill it with the sand first, there's no room for the rocks. But if you fill it with the rocks first, the sand can fit in. And so we talk about this a lot. Like, this comes up a lot. This is really one of the big things that gets in the way of consistency. People feeling like, well, I couldn't because of this, and I didn't because of that. And the this and the that are the things we do for other people. And we tend to come last. And it is something that we talk about on an extremely regular basis. So I won't rant and rave and teach about it tonight, but the short answer is yes, 100%, 100%. Anybody else have questions? Like I said, if you joined late, I came on just to make sure I was available to address reservations, nervousness, questions, uncertainty, areas where I've been unclear. Because, when I talk about the consistency course, it all makes sense in my head, but I'm certainly a lot closer to it than many of you guys are. So, questions, challenges, reservations. And look, if you're like mid-typing a question and I happen to sign off, you did not miss your chance. Please do not think like, oh, she didn't get my question. Just message me, email me, direct message me on Instagram. I'm very responsive. So you can email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com, or message me on Instagram. Thompson says, how long does the program last? Great question. So if you sign up for a year, it's an annual subscription at $14.97. And you can go to primalpotential.com/TCC22. primalpotential.com/TCC22. But the short answer is minimum 6 months, because you're not going to come in for a week and be like, oh, it didn't work. No. You're making a commitment to me. I'm making a commitment to you. Minimum 6 months. And you can do that via paying monthly. And then it's a monthly subscription. And you can leave at any time after that 6 month mark, or you can pay annually. So ultimately, it's up to you. I have people that have been with me for years. And then I have people who come in for a year and then they're out, or 2 years and then they're out. So it's very much up to you, but the minimum is 6 months, and the two payment options are an annual subscription or a monthly subscription. And you can see all of that at primalpotential.com/TCC22. All right. Any other questions from folks who just kind of want to know more about it, chat about it, see if it's a fit for you. I don't know that I've ever just done the like, I'm gonna go live and answer questions, but I'm glad that I did it. I think it's really, really important. And I do understand that it is a big, scary commitment because most of us have done and tried a lot and don't have trust in ourselves. But I always say to people, because that comes up a lot, like, I don't trust myself to follow through. That's more of a reason to do it than not to do it. Because what does life look like if you just go on not having the skills and the habits to trust your follow through? And one of the things that I say to my clients is you have to be willing to ask for help. Successful people ask for help. This could be an Elizabeth Benton drinking game, but only if we all wanted like a real problem. So we won't have it be a drinking game unless it's like water, decaf coffee. But if you are willing to ask for help, you will win. It goes back to the course that I took that felt like mathematics that I was completely unqualified to do. Because I was willing to ask for help, I stayed in the game. I wasn't drifting and getting all in my feelings, because when I got to a point where I was like, I can't do this. I got to where you said, I tried to do what you said to do. It didn't work for me. Like, I'm over here. I'm mad. I need help. I didn't even always articulate what help I needed. And my clients will tell you that happens a lot. Like, people just say like, ah, I'm just in a crappy place. If you're willing to do that, you will win. Because the alternative is you try to navigate that muck and mess yourself, which is cyclical, meaning things are going well until they're not, and then you drift and disengage, and you have your freaking pity party until you get fed up with yourself, and that fed up with yourself eventually turns into motivation, and then you get your act together, and then it goes well for a little bit until the urgency is gone or the novelty wears off, and then you're off again until you get to the point where you get disgusted with yourself. I mean, no. That is the cycle. And as long as you are willing to ask for help, you win. That's it. Carol says, asking for help is really hard for me. So doing that would be a breakthrough. Good news, Carol. It being hard is a feeling, and the feeling is not a barrier. Here's what I mean by that. Sometimes we convince ourselves that how we feel is an actual impediment to action. And it's not. You can do it while it feels hard. This came up in Strong Foundations, how somebody was saying, like, because of their situation, I don't even remember the specifics. They were like, my only option is to work out with my husband, and I'm super embarrassed to work out with my husband. Good news. You can do it while feeling embarrassed. Like, that's not an actual barrier. So you can ask for help and it feel hard the whole time, right? The feeling is not an actual barrier. It's only your mind that can stop you. So if you are willing to say, in fact, what I would challenge you to do, Carol, is I would challenge you to ask for help at least once a week, period. Even if you're like, well, I don't really need help. Great. We're building a higher level of comfort with asking for help. So those are the kinds of challenges that I would give you. You're like, oh, it feels really hard. Fantastic. Do it twice. Like in the next 24 hours, you know, it's not a barrier. Don't tell yourself that how something feels is an actual barrier, because it's not. Catherine says, I'm a very active 72-year-old and wonder if I will fit in okay. Well, I would say this, what does that mean to you? Does that mean to you, I wonder if everybody else is inactive? Does that mean I wonder if everybody else is much younger? Does that mean I wonder if everybody else is female, right? Like, what does that mean? What does fitting in mean to you? I will tell you that we have some people in the consistency course who are focused almost exclusively on business goals. We have some people in the consistency course who are very much focused on movement goals. We have other people in the consistency course who are focused on weight loss. We have some people who are focused on all of the above. We have other people who have maintained their weight loss for a really long time, but they need to get their home in check, because they're just all over the place and they feel overwhelmed and stressed out all the time. We have people in their 70s. I don't know if we have anybody in their 80s, but we have people up until their late 70s that I'm aware of. And we have people in their early 30s. I don't know about 20s, but we probably do. Yes, we do have people in their 20s. So between 20 and late 70s, we have men and we have mostly women, but I think it really comes down to what are you wondering? Are you wondering if because you're very active, that means you won't fit in? And then the other thing is, what are you coming for, right? Are you coming for skills to build consistency? Well, then the rest of the group could be hamsters and you could still get what you need. You know what I mean? Like, what are you coming for? Because if you're coming for example, church, or gym, a gym might be a better example. Like, I'm going to a gym to get stronger. I don't care if I'm the only person there. I don't care if everybody else is 600 pounds. I don't care if everybody else is a svelte 140 pounds. If consistency is your goal, you're fine, even if it's just hamsters. And it's not. Like, we don't have a hamster yet, but like, if they have Amex, the hamster is welcome. So yeah, it really, like, if consistency is your goal, you will fit in. If you're roundabout asking if like everybody is overweight, no, they're not. Not everybody has a weight loss goal. I would say a lot of people do not. And a lot of people have goals around healthy habits independent of weight. And there are people in there that aren't there for health at all. So hope that helps. Any other questions from folks who are on here live? I feel like I'm going to chuckle all night about hamsters in the group. That's just going to, like, I'm just going to lay in bed chuckling about hamsters. So thanks to me for that. It's always something. It's always something. If you have questions, if you have reservations, if something pops into your mind tonight or tomorrow, do not hesitate to reach out and ask. You can email me. You can message me on Instagram. It's easy to find me. And I'm super responsive, but registration does close on the 31st. So do not wait. Inevitably, what happens is that like April 3rd rolls around and somebody's like, oh crap, I just heard about this. And I'm going to be honest and say that I do what people think I shouldn't do. And I say, no, you can't join us. And here's the reason for that. My word needs to mean something, right? So if I'm doing backdoor deals with folks, then my word doesn't mean anything. And, you know, I think that that's just not how I want to go about things. So inevitably, there are people that I dread getting the emails on the 3rd, on the 4th, on the 10th, like, I was away and I just saw this. So that's the deal. Registration will close. That's not hype speak. The reason, and I talked about this on the trainings last week, but I like to be very transparent. I think it helps to understand why decisions are made. I think a lot of people do this like big doors closing because they think more people act fast. It actually would be much better financially for me to leave it open because that's the way it's been. And people just kind of like slow trickle in all year long. But being what I coin as a minimalist business, meaning I don't have a team, there aren't people answering my emails, there aren't people doing the trainings on my behalf, I don't pay coaches to go in there and coach, it's just me. And I either am promoting and advertising or I'm coaching and teaching and helping. And so my decision, because I also am a full-time stay-at-home mom to 3 kids under 3, my decision was I'm closing it so that I don't feel like I have to split my time between coaching and helping and answering and being available and promoting. And the promoting is real. Like, it's real. This is how I feed my family, right? I'm the breadwinner. This is it. This is how we eat. This is how we pay our mortgage. But I feel like that's the best move for me to serve everybody in it at the highest level. So it's not like a gimmicky hype thing. It's time and desire to really make a difference because there's nothing better for business than happy clients, you know? And I really want to make sure that everybody has a meaningfully positive and impactful experience and that their lives are changed for the better as a result of working with me. That is what I wake up thinking about. That is what I make decisions based on. So, don't wait and then email me and think like, Elizabeth's nice. She'll let me in because I won't. I am nice a lot of the time, but I won't. So now that we've just put that out there, that's the way it is. So if you have questions, message me. Doesn't look like there's any other questions in here. So I'm going to hop off, but I'm still available for questions at any time. I'm pumped that you joined, Catherine. Can't wait to work with you. You'll love the hamsters and you'll definitely fit in. And I will chat with everybody really soon.